Live.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It is hour number two of the program. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And anything goes, whether it be personal or political, whatever it is that's on your mind, we want to hear from you and something in between, whatever it is, 800-259-9231. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And don't forget all the other fun stuff that we have on the website, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have a brand new Shriner. It's author C.F. Jackson. She's a fan of the show, and she has submitted her validated pictures. You can check her out.
Looking at.
She's right there on the front page of the website, actually, at freetalklive.com.
You can also download the last 6 days' worth of archives there. They're conveniently packaged in little one-hour label bit things for you.
Yes. Easy bit things.
Easy bit things. And I'm sorry, I don't know any of these computer terms.
There's plenty of people who don't know computer terms,
best,
so you relate to them.
Yes, that's true.
There's people listening that don't use computers.
You shut up. The best audio feed of Free Talk Live on the Internet.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, yes, a Shrine, the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, hundreds of users approaching 250. Maybe you'll be our 250th. User, register.
You would
user.
Be if you were the next one.
You might very well be, yeah. So log on at Free Talk
Unless
Live.
Unless somebody's done it before this.
That could be. I haven't checked, actually, in the past few minutes. So we're here, by the way, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And also, we have a Saturday show, which is live from 8 till 10 o'clock. So if you're not hearing all of the show on your local affiliate, call them. Let them know you want to hear every single hour of Free Talk Live. And if you're hearing nothing, if you're one of our Internet listeners, call all your local talk stations and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live. Who brings you the show tonight, Manwich?
The Free State Project does. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, just give them a call at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or log on at freestateproject.org.
So for more information about the Free State Project, I can go to freestateproject.org.
Yes.
That's simple.
Or you can call 1-888-532-4604.
1-800-259-9231 is the number here. 800-259-9231. What is on your mind? Well, what we've been talking about, and what we're going to continue talking about, at least for the beginning segment of this hour, is the out-of-control cops that we have in this country. They are all on power trips, apparently. They're immune.
That's a vast generalization.
Okay, there are a few good cops out there, but they've got the toughest time in the world because they're being hamstrung by all the silly laws that they're supposed to enforce, and they're mixed in with all the crappy cops out there, so it makes them all look bad. Because when I see a cop, I assume the worst until I'm proven otherwise. And that's just the only safe thing that you can do, especially with behavior like we talked about this poor school principal in Springfield, Massachusetts, diabetic. He was having a diabetic attack in a parking lot. The cops pulled him through his window, broke his window, pulled him through it. Four cops beat the hell out of the dude.
Yeah.
All for what reason? Because he was not answering their questions? Or we don't even know why they did this. He was sitting in a parking lot in front of a convenience store. And the clerk was a little curious. He was concerned about it. So he called the cops, and the cops ended up beating the hell out of the dude.
Hmm.
Now there's a lawsuit, and of course the cops are saying, what? Oh, we didn't do anything wrong. We didn't do anything wrong. We're not going to bother to suspend our people. We'll put them on administrative duty, and we'll take them off the streets, put them on administrative duty. That means pushing pencils around an office. They're still collecting a paycheck. That's always what happens. The cops can ruin all kinds of people's lives, and usually they never get fired. Now we're talking about a cop.
Even if they get fired, what's the big deal? If I got fired tomorrow from my job, I'd get a new job the day after.
All right, sure, but it would at least be something. It would at least be something symbolic that the department could do to, a showing of good faith that, look, we're a good police department. We are firing the bad cops. But no, they always stand behind the bad cops and defend the bad cops, even when it's just overwhelming evidence against these people. We're talking about this old man in St. Paul, Minnesota, who was beaten by the cops. And we'll tell you more about that case in a moment, but let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Cliff in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Cliff?
Yeah, I've got my own lawsuit going with the community where I live where they violated our rights.
Really? What's going on?
Well, I don't really want to talk about it. It's been going on 2 or 3 years, but they violated our rights.
Well, why can't you talk about it? If you've got a public lawsuit, why can't you tell us about it?
Well, I'm going to talk about, I went to a website called copwatch.com.
Okay.
And there they have documented thousands of documented cases that make this, just like the story you're talking about. 61-year-old grandmother hauled off in handcuffs for growing her hedges too long.
Oh, 8-year-old
arrested, taken adult jail for throwing a basketball at another kid. Cops tase an 86-year-old woman to correct her behavior.
Like, this sounds like a site right up my alley. I love talking about bad cops. Copwatch.com?
Copwatch.com. I joined it, and they've got hundreds of listings of these kind of nonsense. And what's really weird, or it's not weird, it's abuses these tasers. They're just getting out of control. They don't have to use common sense now. They just tase somebody that looks at them cross-eyed or doesn't give them the right answer.
Yeah.
They go right to the taser, and that. You know,
and then what? Drag them into jail, or what's next?
Now, I've been tased before, and
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. By a cop?
Yeah. I asked him to do it, though.
Oh.
Just wanted to see what it was like.
Here's some of the other stories. Four adults.
It wasn't that bad.
Four adults. Three of them were cops. Couldn't handle a 6-year-old. They tased him. This was at school. Cops tase a pregnant woman in the stomach for having loud music. And it goes on and on. But you can go to the website and log on, look up for yourself.
I believe
right
it.
There, the
I believe it. We see the stories every week. There's always a new story. Like you said, whether it be a kid getting handcuffed in right in front of all of his schoolmates and being carted out of a school to an old man or an old woman being beaten up by the police. They're just out of control. They're on power trips, and nothing's done to these guys. I mean, nothing is ever really done to these guys. How many of these cops have gotten fired that are in these cases you're talking about? I would say 0 to 1%.
I will email you this link page here. I'll go to your website. Is there a way that I can...
You can actually post it on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Just head on in there, and you can post
live.
It there. Yeah, freetalklive.com. Now, come on, man. We can't get you to tell us about your own case, your own personal
case. Well, I guess I could. It's kind of a long story, but basically what it comes down to is the local police here went in SWAT team fashion, went into my friend's house, guns to my kid's head and my friend's kid's head. They were playing video games, and they were like 13 at the time. Basically, no warrant, no reason. It's a long, long story, but they were chasing somebody else and went in the wrong house, basically.
Oh, man.
And
oh,
they go into the house, and my friends are kind of eccentric. They do tattoos and, I have Harley Davidsons and four-wheel drive trucks and this kind of thing. But so the cops actually thought, well, we can go in there and we'll find a bunch of drug stuff, and things will be okay, because even though we went in the house, the wrong house, the wrong time with the wrong MO, we'll look good because we'll find all these drugs. Well, my friends don't do drugs, and they don't drink beer. They don't.
Not even a little marijuana?
No, nothing.
No?
Huh. So they went in the house. Nothing in the house. Didn't even apologize. It's taken 2 years, and now they've kind of apologized.
Oh, man. That's the worst. That's just insult to injury. I mean, you put guns to kids' heads, and you can't even have the decency to say, we're sorry, we messed up.
No. And then it's in federal court.
That's
it's
typical.
It's been 2 years. And luckily no one was killed, but...
thank goodness.
You got these 23-year-old hotheads coming out of the police academy, swatting up. I live in a resort town by Vail, you know. I mean, this is... We don't have crime here. They get into SWAT gear, go in there with adrenaline going, and, it could have been worse, because it does happen all the time. But anyway, I'll forward all these ridiculous stories. I'm looking at least 50 of them.
I believe it, Cliff. We see them all the
veteran,
time.
15-year-old veteran uses his taser and tackled a 12-year-old girl who was playing hooky from school.
It never stops. Cliff, thank you very much
later.
For the call. Log on at freetalklive.com. We really appreciate hearing from you. Thanks, Cliff. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. We're going to talk more cops. Bad cops. Dirty freaking pigs. Coming up next on 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children, but we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. being adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you take control and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. Political, personal, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. There's all sorts of fun stuff for you there, including bulletin board system and much, much more. freetalklive.com. We're talking about the cops, and I'm getting all heated up about it.
Yeah.
And our board operator says to me during the break, he says, well, somebody's a little touchy when it comes to the police, huh? And, you know, thankfully, I actually haven't had very many run-ins with the police. Those that I have had, I have been very courtesy. I've been very courteous towards them. I understand that they're trying to do their jobs. I don't. I'm not rude to cops. I'm not a fool. Okay,
that would be foolish.
Yeah, that would be foolish, and is foolish. I have seen what they do, though. I've seen the stories in the news. I've talked to friends of mine who have had bad experiences with the cops. The ones that I've had certainly haven't been pleasant experiences, necessarily, but they haven't been horrible. although I know people who have had horrible experiences. I think that the way the police departments are run today, and as you were talking about the atmosphere, Manwich, it helps turn these police into mindless automatons. They are just there doing their job. We're just doing our job. We're just following orders. Apparently it doesn't matter.
Those orders have to do with restricting the God-given rights of Americans, then they're violating the oath that they took to defend the Constitution.
Do police take an oath to defend the Constitution?
They ought to. They're a section of the...
They absolutely should.
The executive branch, so they should.
So the cops are out of control, and the only thing we can do about it is talk about it and try to bring as much attention as possible to these episodes with the police beating on innocent people. As we were talking about this 85-year-old man who got beat up and pepper sprayed by a cop, we'll finish that story in a little while, but we're going to go back to the phones because we want to hear from you. Do you have a cop hell story? Are you a police officer who wants to call in and maybe give us the inside scoop? What's it really like working with these thugs that you work with? Maybe you're one of the good cops. Maybe you're a bad cop. And you want to tell us why you do what you do, I doubt you'll be calling in. 1-800-259-9231, odds are, because you're a coward. We're going to go right back to the phones, though. Brandon in Indiana, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, just had another story. This is about more about the judicial, but as we were talking, the judicial branch has a lot to do with this police brutality.
They're plenty corrupt, too, as well, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. They've given free rein to the cops to violate the Fourth Amendment, First Amendment, for that matter. Won't let people talk to their attorneys.
Yeah, and you guys can talk about this story later in there. I just want to give it to you if you want. I also have two personal stories. This is from the AP, and this is in Spokane, Washington. A woman is trying to divorce her husband 2 years after he was jailed for beating her. Okay.
Okay.
But she's pregnant with another man's child.
Okay.
But because she's still married to him, she cannot divorce him, according to the judge.
While she's pregnant?
While she's pregnant. Even though it's another man's child, she can't divorce him.
Seems crazy.
Seems crazy. Not only does it seem crazy, but it seems like absolute tyranny. They're forcing her to stay with a man who beats her. Okay.
Wait, I thought he was in jail.
Well, he is in jail. But
stay with her in a...
But when he gets out, she's still... Until she's done being pregnant, she wants to get out of the marriage.
Well, it doesn't... It's weird, but I don't think it's dangerous to her. I mean,
well, I think it's just ridiculous that this judge, that the government has any control over marriage.
I think it's ridiculous. I'll give you that. I just don't think that, you know, the guy's going to get out of prison and she has to let him into her apartment or house or whatever.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
You know, it's no big deal.
No, we've definitely railed against government intervention, government involvement in marriage on this show before. I'm strongly against getting a government marriage.
Okay, and then it goes on. And here's another catch. The court said if she gets an abortion, then she can divorce him.
Wow. That is bizarre.
Now, no matter what way you stand on the issue, there's no question that this government is promoting abortion. I mean, that's just obvious.
Well,
that's the only way you can take it.
He's a weirdo, and I can take it as, you know, if she had the baby, then she could divorce the guy, too. Because all she has to do is not be pregnant, according to this judge. I don't think that's necessarily promotion of abortion, because how would it change her decision to have the child or not? It's just a weird ruling. It's not a terribly dangerous one, you know?
No, it's certainly not.
I guess you have a point. Maybe I took it a little too far.
I mean, it's unfortunate that the government has so many rules that are attached to marriage, and it totally turned me off from the idea of a legal marriage. I will never get legally married.
Yeah,
never.
It is. Hey, I got two other stories about police.
Okay.
To keep you on track.
Personal stories, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Personal stories. Okay. I was in the fourth grade.
Okay.
Fourth grade, okay. And I was at the street fair. We have a little street fair in town. And
okay.
There's a parade, okay.
What town is that?
Bluffton, Indiana.
Bluffton, okay.
Sounds
small.
It's actually the largest free street fair in Indiana. And I
there
think
you
it
go.
Might be in the
It's
USA.
A small town, and I ain't Bluffton.
But, okay.
You ain't very funny either.
So we have a parade,
right.
And there's a candy wagon, and they're just tossing out candy, all right?
Sure.
So I run through the street fair. Mind you, I'm 10 years old, 9 years old, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I run across. I grab one piece of gum from the free candy wagon.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, gum, all right. I want some gum because I'm
yeah, you're a kid, and you like
yeah.
gum
because you're in fourth grade.
I grab some gum. The lady right next to the candy wagon grabs my arm, throws me to the cops, okay? Throws me to the police chief. Police chief throws me to his officer, and they haul me down to the station, put me under an interrogation room, ask me where my parents are.
What for?
Because you stole the gum, I guess, right?
Stole free gum, yes.
Strange.
Because they hadn't thrown it to you, they harassed you about it.
I guess that's the way it was. And then,
oh, is that what it was?
I think it must have been, and then they just wanted me to find my parents, I guess. It's just police have nothing to do.
That certainly didn't give you a good impression of the cops at age 9 or whatever.
Definitely
it was, huh?
Not. Yeah. And this is definitely a town of corrupt police.
One would think, like a fourth grader, how old is that?
That's eight or nine years old.
I believe I was probably 9.
Do you think that I don't know a lot about kids' ages, but do you think a 9 or 10 year old should be running amok on the streets without their parents within eyeball distance?
Small town.
Yeah, how small are we talking about? How many thousands of people?
10,000 people in the county.
Yeah, I mean, the town must be even smaller
than
that.
I'm just wondering if what their thought process was is we'll grab this kid and then we'll get him back to his parents, and then the parents didn't show up, and that's why you get put in the interrogation.
It certainly wasn't the smoothest way to do it.
It wasn't smooth, but...
No, I mean, if they wanted to help me, they wouldn't haul me down to the police station. I was crying my eyes out.
Yeah, they could have just said, Billy, where's your, Brandon, where's your parents?
I mean,
where are they?
Yeah.
Oh, they're right over there on the other street. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's one more.
Okay.
My brother had an RV, all right, and he was transporting it from a dealer. Okay.
Got it.
It had no license plate.
He just bought it.
Yeah, well, no, he was just moving it for him.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving it for the dealer.
Yeah, moving it for the dealer.
Got it.
Okay, because the dealer's a friend. So, my brother had previously been convicted on drug charges because he was growing marijuana in the back.
Don't tell me there was 800,000 or 800 pounds of marijuana in the back of the trailer.
Nothing in there, but police knew him. They knew what he was like, okay? So he's got an RV, no license plate on there. Okay, so he pulls in into the parking lot of my dad's convenience store, okay? So the police follow him, and they're like, hey, you don't have a license plate.
The suspense is building. Hold on, Brandon. 1-800-259-9231. We want to hear your dirty cop stories. And if you're an officer of the law, a law enforcement officer, a Leo, and you want to defend your job, we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231, toll free. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to come back with the remainder of Brandon's story and your calls. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Wind changes directions, you crash your kite. Boss changes directions, you miss the deadline. But when we come back, I'll tell you how your car feels when you pull a sudden change.
Why should you choose Royal Purple fully synthetic motor oil? Performance. Royal Purple delivers that seat of the pants feeling of performance, plus better gas mileage and fewer oil changes. Want proof? Go to royalpurple.com to verify independent test results. It's no wonder among America's top engine builders, 7 out of 8 choose Royal Purple. Make Royal Purple your choice at Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, your local high performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Quick changes are good for sheriff's concerts, but some things are better eased into, like changing directions in your car. Confession time. While parking, ever shifted into reverse while your car was still moving forward? Oh, that hurts! It's like Curtis Martin racing downfield and having his direction suddenly changed by Derek Brooks. Yep, just like our bodies, transmissions suffer a jolt when abruptly switched from drive to reverse. So follow the lead of a kinder, gentler NFL. Bring your car to a full stop
before changing directions. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. Take control. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. You got a rant? You got an agenda you want to push? We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on our bulletin board system with our 250 users. We now have 250 users and thousands of posts for you to surf around through. There's also the archives at freetalklive.com. Last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described. We've got live streaming. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners and a brand new Shriner for you to look at. In fact, she's not just a new Shriner. She's a validated Shriner, which means she has proven that she is indeed who she says she is. And you can see what that's all about online at freetalklive.com. Tonight, we're talking about cops. Dirty cops. Bad cops. Cops on a power trip, abusing their authority, and, as usual, not getting in any sort of trouble for it. Is the whole system corrupt? Are there really only just a few good apples left? Because that's the way it feels to me when I read articles like this, when I hear stories from friends of mine, when we hear stories from people on the air here. And if you've got a story, 1-800-259-9231.
You know, if this cop in, what was it, Kentucky that... Hit the 85-year-old guy and sprayed him with pepper mace?
St. Louis.
St. Paul, Minnesota. If he gets found to be negligent in that, I feel like he should face criminal charges. It's clear...
You and I would.
Absolutely.
If we beat up an old man
hitting old men.
But the cops apparently are above the law. So let's get back to the phones and back to the fun. Again, we want to hear your bad cop stories at 1-800-259-9231. And that includes law enforcement officers. No doubt, if you're in the force, you know plenty of bad cops. And we'd like to hear from you. And that would, of course, prove that there are indeed still some good cops out there. 1-800-259-9231. Brandon in Indiana, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead and recap your story about your brother.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I wanted to say, remember Waco there for you. We were talking about that earlier. Nobody seems to remember.
Bad times.
No one seems to care.
Nope. My brother, okay, he's transporting an RV or a mobile home or I think it's an RV for a dealer.
Got it. Personal friend,
okay? They're going to put a temporary dealer's plate on there, all right, so we can move it from place to place. They forgot to put it on, so my brother pulls into the convenience store to get a soda or whatever. Cop pulls up behind him. Hey, Shane, my brother, you don't have a license plate. He said, oh, crap. I'm just transporting it for Bryant, the dealer.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to do this quick. And he said, let me just give him a call so I can get the plate over here. And the cops had already got 15 minutes to get a plate over here or it's getting towed. And so my brother's like, all right. So he calls him up real quick, okay? He goes inside the convenience store. My brother comes out. The cop is searching the RV.
Oh, man.
He doesn't have a warrant. My brother goes, what the hell are you doing? Okay? Sorry about that.
That's okay. You can say that.
I can say that, all right.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, oh, well, I'm just taking towing inventory.
Towing inventory.
Yes. That's what they call it, okay? So my brother goes in there. All the drawers are ripped out, clothes all over the place.
Jeez.
Trying to find out where everything is. I'm thinking, that's not towing inventory.
That's a violation of his Fourth Amendment rights.
Right. Yeah. But they're using a towing inventory as an excuse.
There is no towing inventory. Why would the law take a towing inventory if it's going to be towed in front of the guy?
There's actually a law that they can take a towing inventory because if somebody tows a car, the person who got it towed is going to go, hey, I had $100 in there. So cops take towing inventory. Not that they make any difference because the cops could just steal it anyway
well, it,
and not it, put it down on the list.
I get that, but at the same time, if the cop doesn't have a search warrant with specific things to be searched and what's being searched for, anything he finds is not supposed to be admissible. But you can believe that they would have charged him, locked him up, and thrown away.
Yeah, if they found a pound of marijuana or something.
Sure.
Like
yeah,
sure.
You're completely right. And it's,
wow.
It's just completely ridiculous. And I gave Manwich a link.
What ended up happening to Shane, as it were?
Well, I think the license plate got there on time, and
lucky him.
Yeah, I don't think anything's really came of it. If I think of any other cops,
nonetheless, it's a cop acting. It's a cop acting outside of his boundaries. He is not allowed to do things like that, and they do it all the time. Of course, their usual tactic is to just ask the question. They are trained to ask the question, can I search your car?
Yes, they are.
Do you mind if I search your car? And, of course, they are also trained in intimidation tactics.
And they're also trained to plant marijuana in there, as what happens in my town.
That, I believe it. I'm sure you know. Yes, so you know people that that's happened to, huh?
Yes, I do.
Like people that don't smoke marijuana?
People that do not smoke marijuana. And the best part is, the people get exonerated from the charge of having marijuana, which means that when... Okay, this is actually another story, if I have time.
Okay, quickly.
Okay, a cop planted marijuana in a lady's car. Okay? Well, let's say the cops found marijuana in a lady's car.
Uh-huh.
The lady says it's not mine. She goes to court. The cops, or the court says it wasn't hers. Okay? Where did it come from? Had to come from the cops. Well, the cops don't get anything done. Maybe the tooth fairy put it there then. I don't know. But when the court says it wasn't the lady who put it, it wasn't hers, and the only possible way that it could have gotten in there is for the cops to have placed it, and yet nothing happens to the cops, it just shows the corrupt nature of our judicial system.
Absolutely.
Intermingled with our extremely evil police force.
The cops, just like our politicians, just like the judicial system, they all have what's called sovereign immunity. For some reason, because they work for the government, they
correct.
Can't be, they can't get in trouble for anything. Brandon, great call. We certainly appreciate hearing from
no
you.
Problem.
And
you guys have
I know
a good
we'll
night.
From you again. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with the cop stories. Let's go to Steve in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live, Steve.
Hi there, guys.
Hey, what's up?
One word of advice to people, you do not want to open your door to the police. That is not a smart move.
Home door or car
door? Home door.
Both.
Home door, I know, but they will take all sorts of liberties once you open a door for them.
They're like a vampire. Well,
now,
you're not supposed to invite a vampire in. It's kind of like that with the police.
Now, what do? You step out of your house and close the door behind
yes.
you?
Why talk to them? If they got to talk to you, do it through a lawyer. Because
that's true.
They're not bringing a sack of money to you.
I'll put
you in
sure.
on that. Okay, one thing I wanted to tell you about that's happening as a consequence of your opinion and other people's opinion of not trusting the cops and not believing it. One of the big effects that's happened in the last decade is the unsolved murder rate in the U.S. has skyrocketed.
Mm.
It has gone from what's historically been about 20% of murders go unsolved. Now it's up over 40%.
I had heard it was like 80%, but I could be wrong about that.
No, that's the number solved, maybe. But the number of unsolved murders has skyrocketed because people will not talk to the cops.
Hmm.
They, you know, it's bad news to talk to the police. And so that's a consequence of these police getting carried away with their stormtrooper tactics. And, and to see these cops, some of these cops are standing around in all-black uniform with bloused boots. I mean, I haven't seen any pictures from World War II that look like this.
Mm.
It looks like something out of a movie, but,
it's real.
People are not cooperating with the cops, and one of the examples is right over here close to me in Nevada, where a guy was poaching fur animals.
Got it.
Lynx and bobcat, stuff like that.
Right.
Anyway, a couple of BLM game wardens came out, and he killed both of them.
He killed the game wardens?
Yeah, he killed both the game wardens.
Wow.
So, since they're federal employees, the FBI were sent out to track him down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they went around to all the restaurants and bars, and it's a sparsely populated part of Nevada. No one would talk to the FBI. They just clammed up. No one would. So the FBI, as a consequence of that, had to spend tremendous resources tracking this guy down because mm-hmm. they've so alienated people.
And as a result, I think it's as a result of the war on drugs, primarily, of course, eroding our freedoms. And, Steve, great call. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to talk to Bart. He's got another cop stories, and we want to hear from you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost as a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Talking about bad cops. Dirty cops. They're all over the place, and as far as I'm concerned, you should assume the worst until proven otherwise. Yeah, there are some good cops out there. There are some good cops out there. It's not 9 o'clock yet, man.
I'm wondering if we did the commercial at the top of the hour at 8.
We did our Free State Project commercial, but it doesn't hurt to do another one. We'll give them a bonus. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. So there you go.
Thanks.
Bonus. 800-259-9231. So, talking about bad cops, we got all kinds of dirty cop stories. The cops beating up a principal of a school who's a diabetic. He was in a diabetic coma, basically, and they beat the hell out of the guy. We got an old man in St. Paul who got beat up. Not tasered, but
pepper spray.
Pepper spray. Just terrible stories, and stories coming in on the phones as well. Let's go to Bart in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Bart?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How's it going?
Love your show.
Thanks. Have you called your local radio stations yet, Bart?
I don't usually listen to any of my local radio stations here.
Oh, okay. Well, if you loved us that much, you'd call your local radio station.
Well, they're a Clear Channel station. So
that's okay. We're originally a Clear Channel show, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day. Not anymore, but...
Yeah.
We used to be. All right, Bart, go ahead. What's on your mind?
First of all, I agree with that last caller. My wife keeps telling me, you know, you don't ever have to answer the door, because once you do let them in, anything could happen after that point.
Well, the whole answering the door situation is definitely a touchy one. I mean, how do you even know it's a cop?
I don't know. I mean, I have a hammer now.
I mean, even if the cop has a badge, how do you know it's not somebody who ordered a badge from a police supply catalog?
Well, that's true. That's a scary situation there.
As far as I'm concerned, that's good advice. Don't open the door. You can talk to them through the door, and that's about it. I mean, if for some reason you feel like you have to go and talk to the cops with, you know, not having a door between the two of you, you definitely should. The next thing that you need to do is go outside and lock and close the door behind you.
Yeah,
that way they can't just go on into your house and start looking around. And
I've seen it with people when they open the door, barely a crack, they'll stick their foot in there. So you can't.
It's like Encyclopedia Britannica salesman.
You've seen that happen?
Yes, I have seen that happen.
Wow, that is crazy. So good enough reasons to just keep the door shut. I got to recommend, while we're on the topic of police encounters, there is a wonderful video that I highly recommend everyone see. It's called Busted. Man, you've seen it, right?
I have seen it. It's great.
And
I've never heard of it.
It was produced by an organization called Flex Your Rights. I acquired it through the Drug Reform Coordination Network. If you go on the internet and type in Busted, and I think the remainder of the title is A Citizen's Guide to Surviving Police Encounters.
Yes.
If you type in Busted Video or something like that, I'm sure you'd be able to come up with it. It's something that I think should be shared around to everybody. I've given copies of it to friends of mine. They give you permission to make copies of it in the video. Sure. And
could I possibly find it on a peer-to-peer?
I would guess you should be able to find it on peer-to-peer, absolutely. It goes over situations where the cops would pull you over, situation where the cop comes to your house, situation where the cop approaches you on the street, and gives some really good advice as to how to handle those situations.
Non-combative advice.
Oh, absolutely.
Nice. Yeah, Can I tell you my story real quick?
Please. Of course, Bart. Go right ahead.
Real quick. I'll just do it real quick. This is about 10 years ago, and this is one of the main reasons why I moved to where I am now. I live in a small town about 20 miles south of Kansas City, which is where I grew up in the suburbs up there. But I've been all over the place. But anyway, about 10 years ago with my ex-wife, this was right before we were getting divorced, and I went to the house. This is in a small town, not a small town, but... can I say the town? Does it matter?
Doesn't matter to me. Allegedly.
Springfield, Missouri. One of the neighbors saw me go there and get some of my clothes out, so she called the police. Well, I'd never been in trouble there, but I guess my brother had. And anyway, they picked me up down the street. As you know, I was minding my own business, just went there to get my clothes. And they picked me up for trespassing and took me to the jail and ran my name through the police computer, and it came up with all this stuff from, you know, back, you know, I used to be quite a partier, but anyway, they commenced to beat the tar out of me in there.
What, man?
Well, I kept asking to talk to an attorney or a bondsman.
That'll get you hit.
Yeah, well, so I kind of started running my mouth a little bit, and they really did. They messed me up. They choked me bad enough to where I couldn't talk for a few days, and they put me in this room. And they told me on the intercom, you know, they came in there, they watched me through the camera, and they said, you know, nobody knows you're in here right now, and we can do anything
Bart,
we want.
You could die in here. Nobody knows you're in here, Bart.
That's right. But they said, hey, you know, a-hole, get up. You know, we can do whatever we want. Nobody knows you're here. Well, they left me in there for 3 days, and then on the way out, you know, they told me, you know, don't even mention this to anyone. Or we're going to do it again repeatedly until you get the idea. But I got on the phone, and I called to a friend up here, and I came up here, and I've never been down there again.
I wouldn't go there either.
No, I will never go there again, ever, for any reason.
And this was all for what exactly? You went somewhere and took a pair of socks? What?
No, I went to go, me and my ex-wife, we were separated, and I went to the house to go pick up some clothes, and one of the neighbors saw me and called the police.
Oh. And were things real bad between you and your ex-wife at that time?
They were pretty tense, yeah. They were pretty tense.
So the cops beat the living crap out of you and told you...
Yeah, because I was asking to either talk to my attorney or a bondsman.
How did you end up getting out?
They just let me out after 3 days.
Did you keep your mouth shut still the whole time?
Yeah, I haven't really talked about it until now.
That is frightening. Bart, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again. Have a good night, all right?
You too.
800-259-9231. Your bad cop stories coming up. Make them. Make the call. 1-800-259-9231. Cops, we're still waiting to hear from you. You want to defend your job? Can you? 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. Free Talk Live is your radio show. All you got to do is give us a call at 1-800-259-9231 and take control like these folks have.
That's right. You can bring up anything. You don't have to talk about the cops. I mean, that's what we have been talking about it, and apparently everybody and their grandmother has a story, literally their grandmother has a story about the police and their encounters with the police.
If you're a grandmother and you've got a story, give us a call.
Absolutely. I mean, we talked about an 85-year-old man earlier who got the living tar beat out of him by the police.
He got smacked around.
He got his legs slammed in a police door.
That's true.
And the police cruiser door. Anyway, we've got all kinds of people calling in with their police stories, bad cops. I mean, if you got a good cop story, you can call in with that, too. Are there any good cops? I know there are.
There's lots of good cops.
They're just not as memorable, I guess. There are some good cops out there, but unfortunately, their reputation is ruined by the existence of so many bad cops. And why are there so many bad cops? My opinion is because of the war on drugs, and we can get into that, but we've got another call. Let's go to Tom in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm sure there are some good cops out there, and I'm sure most cops, when they dream of being a police officer, they say to themselves, boy, I want to go out and serve and protect the public.
I'm sure they do.
But then, they join the force. They find out if they want to pay for the SUVs they're driving and all these new fancy police vehicles, they got to write traffic tickets. They got to pull people over for not having their seatbelts on. They got to go out and just literally attack the citizens to try and extort money out of them through the ticketing policies they have.
Yep.
I mean, how can you have a police force? You talk about grandmothers. I literally know a grandmother, perfect driving record. leaving the mall Christmas shopping, and the police had a sting operation to catch people who didn't have their seatbelts on.
Mm.
I mean, is this what we've come to where, I mean, we in Michigan here, we have counties that come together, and there's big news broadcasts. Joint police force effort to prevent people from driving without their seatbelts.
We have that here in Florida. I think seatbelts are a great thing, but I don't think that anybody should be legislated to wear them. What if, I mean, haven't you heard people tell you stories about how how their relative was killed in a car wreck because they were wearing their seatbelt?
I've heard those stories.
I love seatbelts, but I don't want to give the police the right to pull over any car they see and claim, oh, we couldn't see that they had their seatbelt on, so they pull them over.
Can you imagine if your relative died in a wreck because they and you believe that it was because they were wearing a seatbelt, and then somebody told you had to wear a seatbelt?
Yeah,
that doesn't sound like freedom to me.
It's insane.
It's absolutely not freedom at all. And point of fact, New Hampshire does not require one to wear a seatbelt. It's interesting. My dad was actually traveling in New Hampshire, and apparently when you cross the border from Massachusetts or Connecticut or whatever, not Connecticut, but Vermont into New Hampshire, there's actually some sort of signage that says, "Welcome to New Hampshire." Something like seatbelts aren't required, but common sense for all. Basically, the idea is we're not going to force you to do this, but we think that you're kind of silly if you don't. That's it. Well, there's no laws there about that.
They're trying to protect us from ourselves, and the government is not.
They're trying to enrich their damn selves. You know as well as I do, they're trying to enrich the police department. That's what it's all about.
It's the perfect ticket. You can't fight it. You can't deny it, and it's an automatic $75 fine.
Yeah, I don't know what the fine is here in Florida. I think it might be like $45, but it's now a primary offense, meaning
I know what it
costs. Over.
It costs your freedom one little bit at a time.
That's right, and if you give up a little bit of freedom, you might as well give it all up. Michael, or Tom, rather, thank you for the call. Any final words?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Good hearing from you. Keep listening. We're on for another hour here till 10 o'clock this Eastern time tonight. We are going to return with more of your phone calls, talk about cops or anything else on your mind. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live. If you're